ओम शांति। बाबाज अव्यक्त मुरली। डेट इज 25th December 2022। ओरिजिनल डेट इज 7th March 1993। साइंस ऑफ बीइंग द हाईएस्ट एंड द होलीएस्ट सोल्स। टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग ऑल हिज हाईएस्ट एंड होलीएस्ट चिल्ड्रन। ऑल ऑफ यू चिल्ड्रन आर द हाईएस्ट ऑफ ऑल and the holiest of all within this unlimited drama of the cycle of the world. Look from the beginning to the present confluence period and see whether any soul has become higher or more elevated than you souls. Whether a soul is the father of a religion or a great soul, no other soul attains as elevated a stage or as elevated a status as yours. Because you souls are those who take direct sustenance from the highest on high, from God. You study with Him and take elevated Srimad from Him to make your lives elevated. You know yourselves, do you not? Look at your eternal period. In the eternal period, you are those who remain close to the Father in the Supreme Abode. Do you remember your place? You are the highest and you are close to Baba and with Him eternally. You souls also attain the deity status in the golden age at the beginning of the cycle of the world. The time of the deity souls, the starting period, is the most elevated. In your corporeal human lives, you are full of all attainments and elevated. In the cycle of the world, that deity status, which is the deity life, is the life where you have attained all four types of attainment. In mind, body, wealth, and people. Do you remember your deity lives, or have you forgotten them? You have remembered the eternal period, Anadikal, and you have also remembered the time of the beginning, Adikal. Recall them very clearly. You are the highest in both of these, are you not? After this, come to the middle period. In the copper age, the non-living images of you souls are created. That is, you become souls who are worshipped. Within worship too, look how the deity souls are accurately worshipped according to the system. Temples have been built to all of you. Are there temples to the double foreigners? Or are they only built to the residents of Bharat? They have been built, have they not? No other souls are worshipped in the way that the deity souls are worshipped. Memorials of great souls may have been placed in the temples, but they are not worshipped with such devotion and precision with ritual. So, in the middle period, you are also elevated and the highest in your worthy of worship form. Now, come to the end, to the confluence age. You are the souls who are the highest of all Brahmins, the Brahmins who become angels. So you are the highest eternally, at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. Do you have this much intoxication? You do have this spiritual intoxication, do you not? Not ego, but self-respect. You have intoxication with self-respect. Swa, that is self, means a soul. The spiritual intoxication of being an elevated soul. You are the highest as well as the holiest in the whole cycle. Other souls may become holy, that is pure, but your purity of the present period and then the purity of deity life is the most elevated and unique. At this time too, you become completely pure, that is holy. The definition of complete purity is very elevated and also easy. The meaning of complete purity is that impurity does not touch you in your mind or intellect, or even in your dreams. This is known as being a true Vaishnav. At the moment, you may be effort makers, number-wise, but the aim of your efforts is to have complete purity, and you are souls who develop purity easily. Why is it easy? Because you children have courage and the Almighty Authority Father helps. This is why that which was difficult and impossible has become possible, or it is becoming possible, number-wise. So you Brahman souls experience the elevated stage of being holy, that is, of having purity. Does it seem easy or difficult? Is complete purity difficult or easy? What is it? Is it sometimes difficult and sometimes easy? You have the aim of definitely becoming complete, do you not? Your aim is the highest, is it not? Or is your aim weak and you think it doesn't matter? Everything is okay. No. You don't think these things happen sometimes. You don't think these things happen a little. Let's carry on as we are. Who finds out about these things anyway? No one sees anyone's mind. We don't put it into action. However, the vibrations of the mind cannot remain hidden. Bap Dada clearly knows those who simply carry on with this, but he doesn't speak about them. Otherwise, Baba could reveal your names, but he is not doing that now. Those who simply carry on will reach the Silver Age. However, everyone's aim is that of complete purity. If you look at the entire cycle, it is only the deity souls who have pure bodies and are pure souls. The other souls who come may be pure, but their bodies are not pure. You souls become so pure in Brahman life that you make your bodies and matter pure. This is why your bodies, as well as your souls, are pure. However, who are those souls who become pure with their bodies? Have you seen them? Where are those souls? You are those souls. Are all of you those, or only some of you? You are sure that you are those, and you are becoming those. Therefore, you are the highest and also the holiest. You are both, are you not? How did you become those? You became holy by celebrating the very Alaukik, spiritual holy. Which holy did you play through which you became the holiest and the highest? Which is the best and the most elevated color? The fastest color is the color of the Father's company. As is the company, so you are colored. Whose company are you colored by? By the Father's, are you not? However, fast, that is firm, you are colored by the Father's company, to that extent you become holy. You become completely pure. Being colored by the company is easy, is it not? Stay in the company and you will automatically be colored. There is no need to labor. Do you know how to stay in the company? Or do the double foreigners prefer to be alone and know how to feel lonely very quickly? Sometimes there is a complaint that you feel are alone. Why do you remain alone? Why do you feel loneliness? Is it because you have that habit? Brahman souls cannot be alone for even a second. Can they be alone? No. You should not, but you do. Bap Dada himself has made you his companions. And so how can you be alone? Some children say that they have made the father their companion, but that there isn't always that company. Why? You have made Baba your companion, that is fine. If all of you were to be asked who your companion is, you would reply that it is Baba, would you not? Bab Dada saw that sometimes it doesn't work when you make Baba your companion, and that you still become lonely. Then, what method should you adopt? You have made Baba your companion, but you do not remain combined. A combined form is never separated. There is sometimes a friendly quarrel with the companion, and so you become separated. Sometimes things happen, and you separate yourself from the father. You have made Baba your companion, so experience the companion in a combined form. You cannot be separated. No one has the power to separate me from the combined form. Put this experience into your awareness again and again and become an embodiment of it. Check again and again. Am I combined? I haven't set myself aside, have I? The more you increase the experience of a combined form, the more you will experience Brahman life to be very loving and a life of entertainment. So, you have come to celebrate such a Holi, have you not? Or will you simply celebrate Holi with colors and then say Holi is over? Always remember, we have to become the holiest and the highest easily with the color of the company. It is not difficult. It is easy. The company of God never gives the experience of anything being very difficult. Bab Dada also does not like the children to experience labor or difficulty. You are Master Almighty Authorities and you are in combined forms with the Almighty Authority. So how can there be difficulty? You definitely experience difficulty when there is carelessness, laziness, or when the sanskars of your old past lives emerge. Since you have died alive, the old sanskars have also died. The old sanskars cannot emerge. Forget them completely. They belong to your old lives. They do not belong to Brahman life. Since the old birth has finished and you have taken a new birth means new sanskars. If Maya makes old sanskars emerge, then look at it like this. If someone were to give you something belonging to someone else, what would you do? Would you keep it? Would you accept it? You would think, this is not mine. This belongs to someone else. I cannot accept it. In the same way, if Maya comes to you in the form of making your old sanskars emerge, then they are not your things. Just think, those are not mine. They belong to someone else. You cannot consider something belonging to someone else to belong to you even in your mind. Can you consider it to be yours? Think about it. Something that belongs to someone else will definitely deceive you. It will cause you sorrow. Think about it and leave anything foreign that very second. Throw it away, that is, remove it from your intellect. Don't keep anything which is not yours in your intellect, otherwise you will continue to be distressed. Constantly think about what Baba has given you in your Brahman life. What is Brahman life? That is, what are your original nature, sanskars, attitude, drishti, and awareness? These are original, and others are foreign. Do you like foreign goods, or do you like goods of your own? Those are Ravan's goods. And these are the father's goods. Which do you prefer? Do not have those thoughts, even by mistake. What can I do? My nature is like that. My sanskars are such. What can I do because it is very difficult to erase sanskars? They are not yours. Why do you say mine? they are not mine. You say mine to that which belongs to Ravan. Because you make them yours, the sanskars think that you have accepted them, so you are very hospitable to them. Let your original sanskars and nature emerge, and the others will then automatically become merged. Do you know what you have to do? You have come to celebrate such a holi, have you not? People would say that holi is for one day. The next day, holi is over. What would you say? You say, we are constantly celebrating holi with the color of the company and have become holi. By continually celebrating holi, we have become holi. Have you already celebrated holi, or have you yet to celebrate it? Ever since you became Brahmins, you have been celebrating holi, because the time of the confluence age is the time of constant festivity. People of the world spend extra money and celebrate in pleasure when you celebrate every second in pleasure. You sing and dance at every second. You constantly dance in happiness. Or do you only dance when there is a cultural program? You are constantly dancing, are you not? Constantly sing songs of Father's praise and of your attainments. Do all of you know how to sing? All of you can sing. All of you can dance, and you can do this constantly. Is singing and dancing constantly difficult? It is easy. So constantly experience it to be easy and become complete. Never think, I don't know if I will become complete or not. Never allow this weak thought to come. Always think, I have become this many times before, and I have to become this again. Acha. To the elevated souls who constantly celebrate the holi of the color of God's company, to the elevated souls who constantly play the highest part in the cycle of the world, to the holiest souls who are the most elevated of all souls, to the multi-million times fortunate souls who constantly remain combined, to the Brahman souls who constantly make the difficulties of others easy, to the souls who are experienced in the flying stage of the new birth, new nature and sanskars, new zeal and enthusiasm, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Bap Dada, meet Dadi Janki. Everything is going well, is it not? You now know the way to look after the chariot. Seeing the Dadi is well, everyone becomes happy. You are knowledgeful about the body and also knowledgeful about the soul. Even if you have to settle the karmic accounts of the past, by being knowledgeful, they are settled easily, because you know the method. You then know the method of both moving along and making it move along. The power of service works like blessings. These blessings are doing the work of medicine. You have such enthusiasm for doing service that you quickly become ready so that you can do service. The enthusiasm that you have changes a crucifix into a thorn. It is good. You have good courage. Do the gathering. You are pleased to see the instrument souls, are you not? During the Avyakti year, let each one perform one miracle. There are miracles in service, and that is bound to happen. However, show such a miracle in your personal effort that those who see you say that this is a miracle. Let it emerge from the lips of others that this is a miracle. Don't just carry on and move forward, but ask yourself what miracle you have performed. To perform a miracle means to make the impossible possible. To make that which is difficult easy. That which is not even done in your dreams has to be done in the corporeal. This is known as a miracle. It is a different matter to have miracles according to the time. That is going to happen. It is certain. But perform a miracle with your own attention. 25 years of Brahma Baba having become avyakta are complete. When there is a celebration for any reason, either for a festival or a specific person, then a gift desired by the heart of that individual is given to him. What is the desire in Brahma Baba's heart? You know that, do you not? What you yourself find difficult should become so easy that you yourself feel that this is a miracle. Is that all right? What will you do? Do what is desired by the Father's heart. What are the things desired by the heart? You know these, do you not? What does the Father like? You know this, do you not? Acha. Baba will see which gifts you give. You bring physical gifts with a lot of love, don't you? It is good that double foreigners are claiming their fortune very well. You are growing. Those who enable growth to take place have to have renunciation with their tapasya. You are happy to see the growth, are you not? Or do you think that you will miss out? What do you think? It is good. You are enabling very good growth. Don't think that you will miss out, but that your share is increasing. This is the machinery of the subtle region at work. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of knowledge at the confluence age and make your every moment, thought, and second powerful, as well as listening to and relating knowledge. Also put knowledge into your form. Those whose every thought, word, and action is powerful are said to be embodiments of knowledge. The most important thing is to make your seed of thought powerful. If your seed of thought is powerful, then your words, actions, and relationships easily become powerful too. To be an embodiment of knowledge means that your every moment, thought, and second is powerful. Where there is light, there cannot be darkness. In the same way, if you are powerful, there cannot be any waste. Slogan: constantly to say, "Yes, I am present," in service is the real proof of love. Om Shanti.